Diary. Summer Hill, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, 1899. This contains something about signing agreements. I attended the morning service at Stanmore. There were a goodly number present. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking on the soon coming of our Savior, and the preparation we must make in order to meet our record with joy and not with grief. Each one has a work to do for himself. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. This entire chapter is an inspired outline of what constitutes true godliness. It calls for unreserved surrender to God. All unholy appetites and passions are to be cut away from the life. As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, the body is to be offered to God. He who accepts Christ is to conform to the mind and will of Christ. By a changed life, he is to show that the truth has changed his heart and mind. He is not to try to meet his own standard, nor the standard of the world, but the standard of God. The gospel is to go to all nations, kindreds, tongues, and peoples. The Lord has a work for everyone to do. The gospel message is to make its way in the earth. Medical missions are to be established, and are to act as God's helping hand. But the medical missionary work is not to be made the body. This will surely be done unless there is constant watchfulness. Christ did not copy any human model. He says to his servants, "Break every yoke that men seek to bind upon you, and accept my yoke." Do not accept any yoke that will bind or hamper your movements in any way, now or in the future. To accept such a yoke would prove a snare to you. Stand free. Take Christ's yoke. When you are yoked up with him, the truth will make its impress on your character. The medical missionary work is to be recognized and carried forward, but always in connection with other lines of gospel work. Those who have opposed the medical missionary work do not know what they are doing. They need to come to their right mind. Genuine medical missionary work is to be accepted, but every line of this work is to be carefully guarded from all wrong principles, that it may bear the searching test of God. The work done is to correspond with the name. If our physicians are going to charge worldly prices for the work they do, then let them drop the word missionary from the name they bear, that people may not be misled. Those who desire to unite with the great medical missionary, Jesus Christ, must change their manner of working, or they will meet reproach from the people of the world. Plans that Dr. Kellogg has formulated for our people will need to be carefully and thoroughly examined. No threads of human devising are to be drawn into the web. We are to watch and pray and work diligently, else the enemy will come in and spoil the pattern. Dr. Kellogg's ambition leads him to embrace too much in his plans and arrangements. No human being is to interpose between his fellow men and God. Dr. Kellogg is not infallible. He has made mistakes, and he will continue to make mistakes unless he humbles his heart daily before God. Not all his work bears the signature of heaven. All cannot see the outcome of the propositions made. Seventh-day Adventists must not, by pen or voice, bind themselves to all the agreements proposed, for if they do this, they will be bound about in carrying out the work to be done in these last days. I am instructed to say, move cautiously. Sunday. I have written much today. May the Lord help me to trace words that are right to the point. When the power of the truth is felt in the heart, when the truth is brought into the daily life, there will be a great movement of reform in the Battle Creek Church. Then will be fulfilled the words, "I will turn and overturn." We know not now just when this will be accomplished, but the time will come when there will be a scattering from Battle Creek. Those who move to Battle Creek with no call from the Lord will move away. Those who came to Battle Creek when they had a work to do in the church that they left lost their missionary spirit and their spiritual discernment in coming to Battle Creek. There they came in contact with a Phariseeism, a self-righteousness, that is always a snare. It is the form of godliness without the power thereof. Does Christ say, "He that will come after me, let him eat and drink with the drunken? Let him practice the principles that are followed by Satan's agents"? No, no. The words of the Savior are, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. Satan's agents have not been sparing of the blood of the saints. Christ's true followers are kind, tender, pitiful. They will realize the meaning of the work of the angel of Revelation 18, who is to lighten the whole earth with his glory, while he cries with a loud voice, "Babylon the Great is fallen." Verse 2. Many will heed this call. We need to study the pouring out of the seventh vial. The powers of evil will not yield up the conflict without a struggle. But Providence has a part to act in the battle of Armageddon. When the earth is lighted with the glory of the angel of Revelation 18, the religious elements, good and evil, will awake from slumber, and the armies of the living God will take the field. Last night I had a time of great suffering. My flesh seemed as cold as marble. I slept for a while without dreaming. Then scenes in the work in America passed before me. Methods and plans were being formed into agreements to be presented to our people. In these agreements, there were terms and conditions which must not be subscribed to by our people. Early next morning, I warned Dr. Caro and Brother Sharp to be on their guard, because a letter would soon come to them containing certain propositions and requiring their signature to these propositions before they should receive means to help them in their work. Dr. Kellogg and those united with him framed these propositions, but God did not inspire them. And on no account must our brethren bind themselves to carry out these propositions. I was instructed that we know little of what is before us, and that God has forbidden us to bind ourselves by contract in order to secure means. Thus saith the Lord, I have a work for Dr. Kellogg to do, but he is not to go beyond the work given him. The Lord loves him and will save him if he will walk humbly with him. But no yokes are to be framed by him or by any other man for God's people. Tell my servants, brethren Sharp and Caro, that they must not give their signatures to the terms made. The future is in God's hands. He does not encourage any binding about of his workmen. Let man fear to place himself where God should be. Let him keep his hands off his fellow workmen. Strange things will take place. The Lord will turn and overturn. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.